Leader!
Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
The national standards regime, which measures children's educational achievement, was on the agenda for the Education and Science Committee as it was briefed by Autism New Zealand. They were represented by their chief executive, Alison Malloy, who said some teachers would struggle to measure autistic children against the standards.
Whilst there are some very, very good teachers who will always work well with national standards, there are still a significant number who don't get the need to apply something that is across the board to children with disabilities in general and ASD in particular. And we're concerned about the time that it's going to take to develop these teachers in a way that actually achieves really good reporting and success for those children.
Ms. Malloy said this led to other concerns.
We're concerned that success as achieving NCEA 2 is probably never going to be achieved for many of them. And we also remain concerned that the number of children with Asperger's will not get some sort of an individual education program that facilitates their learning in a way that's best for them.
And the difficulty of securing an individual education program, or IEP, was outlined by Autism New Zealand's research policy analyst, Matt Frost.
For example, yours truly has Asperger's. Really clear that I wouldn't get an IEP because, and I have to be quite blunt here, I walk, I talk, I do what I need to do, still have had some significant learning issues, could have benefited from an IEP because there's a bit of a hierarchy process, would not have got one.
And Mr. Frost used an example to explain how some teachers had given up trying to measure autistic pupils against national standards.
This young child of 7, 8 supposedly did not have a reading age. And the reason why this child did not have a reading age was because this child, special field of interest, really keen on that, all the texts that teacher had put in front of them, they didn't want to engage with, so the teacher just said, too hard, and so no reading age. So I think there is a tension there. I mean, clearly this child has a reading age. It's about how you interact with that child in a particular way in order to harness that.
Mr. Frost used another example to outline why the premise of national standards for autistic children was flawed.
Fundamentally, if you've got a kid who is struggling to pick up a pen because their hand-eye coordination is not good, the handwriting standard, to a large extent, is going to be redundant for them. And telling my mum or dad that I couldn't pick up a pen, and so therefore I'd failed the handwriting standard in my teacher's judgment, I don't think is revelatory to them.
Autism New Zealand's research policy analyst, Matt Frost, briefing the Education and Science Committee on measuring autistic children against national standards. The committee later heard from the Ministry of Education, who said they were working with Autism New Zealand to develop best strategies for implementing the standards for autistic pupils. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.